evening. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedula Chimincha, Tati Terura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. Kuf and the Gimel, letters of the month for the month of Adar. Na Gibor Dorshechutka Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barachem tacharem rachamei sitkacha tamid gamlem betetresh tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh Birov tuvcha na'el adatach Tet kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid ge'er lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadi Yud Tav. Before I start reading from the Zohar, excuse me. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. Before I start reading from the Zohar, would you from the Zohar, from the portion of Ki Tisa. Verse 59, the section called, titled The Golden Calf. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Funeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Funenehu. Tachatzi Ketiv Vayar Ha'am Ki Boshesh Moshe Man Ha'am Inun Erev Rav Man Erev Rav V'ki Ludim V'kushim, v'kaftofrim, v'tugardnim, havodekaran, lon, erav, v'halo, mitzriim, havo, umi, mitzraim, natlu, v'ilu, havo, irvu, v'ya, v'yamin, sagiim, haki, hava, Leila Miktav Erev Rav Alu Ate Itam Lefi Irvuvya Dilchon. Come and see, it is written. And when the people saw that Moses delayed, the verse from Shemot chapter 32, who are the people? He answers, they are the mixed multitude. And who was the mixed multitude? Were they Ludim and Kushim and Kaftorim and Tugarimim, who are called mixed multitude? They were Egyptian and traveled from Egypt. And if they were a mixture of many nations, it should have stated so. And a mixed multitude went up also with them. Shemot chapter 12, Ludim, Kushim, etc., according to their mixture. The Erev Rav is a term that one has to really understand because the English translation is so corrupted. It's saying mixed multitude. But Erev actually means evening, and Rav means big. And the Erev Rav were actually two grandchildren of Laban, or great-grandchildren of Laban, who were trying to get his soul elevated from the grass, from the vegetable kingdom, into the animal kingdom. And that could only be done during the first 4 months of the year, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, or Tammuz. And it was on the 17th of Tammuz when Moshe was to return, and he had said he would be back by the sixth hour of the 40th day, and at the sixth hour of the 39th day, the two great-grandchildren of this soul, Levan, the father-in-law of Yitzhak, actually, the father of Rivka, they proceeded to incite the people who were Moses had agreed to take with them on their way out of Egypt, people who had seen the wonders and miracles that God did for the nation of Israel and became convinced that they wanted to be Jewish for that reason or for many other reasons. There are five letters in the term Erev Rav. Actually, there's only three letters because two of the letters are duplicates. But the Zohar elsewhere gives us five different types of people within the mixed multitude. But ultimately, the reason they're called Erev Rav is because the two great-grandchildren of Levan were great sorcerers and wizards, and they had the knowledge of how to manipulate the negative system after the great evening, after 9 p.m. The negative system being what it is, not everybody is capable of manipulating that system, especially after 9 p.m. But these two souls were. Verse 60. Ela erva vala itam amachad hava velishan chad aval kol harashe mitraim lekol hartume dilchon havodiktiv behu v'ya'asu gam hem hirtumye Mitzrayim Dva'u Lemeikam Lekabel Peliyan Dekucha Brichu Kevan Dechamu Nisin Ufliyan Deavad Moshe B'Mitzrayim Achadru Legabe Moshe Amar le kucha barichu le Moshe la tekabel lon Amar Moshe mare di alma kevan dechamu gevurta di lach bian le itkaim ra yechemun gevurtach Bekol yoma ve'in de'un Dilet elaha bar menach Bekabil lon Moshe. He answers, but the verse says, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, yet does not mention the names of the nations, because they were all of one nation and one language. But all the magicians and sorcerers of Egypt were there. As it is written in the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner. Shemot chapter 7. Because they wanted to stand up against the wonders of the Holy One, blessed be He, and show that they also could do as He does. But when they saw the miracles and wonders that Moses performed in Egypt, they returned to Moses. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Moses, do not accept them. Moses said, Master of the universe, since they saw your mighty deeds, they want to convert. Let them see your mighty deeds every day, and then they will know that there is no Elohim except you. And Moses accepted them. One of the things that I've read this week, that I studied this week, is an explanation relating to Purim, but it's also really relating to Pesach and the splitting of the sea. The Midrash says that the nation, that even a handmaid saw sights that were higher than the prophets were ever shown. And people don't really understand that. They accept that verse or that midrash at face value. Don't really understand it. What it amounted to, that the cleansing, the mikvah of walking through the Red Sea, allowed people to understand that the person chasing them, the Egyptians chasing them, were ultimately uncorrected parts of their own souls. This is an amazing revelation, an amazing teaching. people who disturb us are uncorrected parts of our own soul. And what happens in this verse, when they approached Moses, Moses understood that they were uncorrected parts of the nation of Israel, and therefore needed to be taken out of Israel, out of Egypt. But God is saying in this midrash, they're not ready yet. Now there is supposed to be, or let me rephrase that, there was supposed to be seven sets of 7,000 years each that would achieve full correction. We are in the second of those 7,000, the one in the frame of Gevurah, judgment, which is why our exile is so long, among other reasons. But the understanding from the Ari is that those seven sets of 7,000 years no longer have to be experienced, because the length of this exile, the severity of this exile, is causing us to merit the complete redemption at the end of the second set, the one we are in now, that we will not have to experience the other five sets. Because Moses took these uncorrected souls out of Egypt, they became corrected through the length of our own exile. That is something that is my determination. It's something that I have evaluated and rationalized. It is not something that I have read. The truth of the enemies, the people we are in conflict with, being roots of our soul, of our own soul, that are uncorrected, that is something I've read that is very much part of the Kabbalah and part of the teachings. Verse 61. Atadioma havo avde datir harashaihu bekol ilain harashin ilain havo mistakle miki nateshim shamishe ruta deshitsha ot umechta adshe ruta detesha umechta. Sadehainu erev rav rava kolinun harashin zirin mesheruta detesha metza ad palgut lelia. He asks, why did he call them a mixed multitude? He answers, because all the magicians of Egypt were present, and at their head were Unus and Yambrus. They practiced magic from the sixth hour after sunrise. The greater magicians would start to perform their magic at 6.5 hours after sunrise, when the sun starts to set, until the beginning of 9.5 hours, namely the full setting of the sun, when it is time for early mincha. But all the minor magicians would practice magic from 9.5 hours until midnight. Well, I remember these verses differently, so let me correct and explain what I had said earlier. these two magicians were large evening because they could perform magic during the daytime, during the afternoon, but still the sun was out. The minor magicians needed the darkness to do their magic, to do their corrupted system. But they were able to do so starting at noon, 6 hours after sunrise. Starting at noon. Verse 62. Inunila indihu avo mistakle mikinate shimsha tehakaden sharantasha meavatishin vechamesh tagin limshatta altue chashok chashuch feruchadil chon hava meshata al koli nun chalashin v'char shayhu v'ilen havo avde koma de'i nun be'an ad de'ko mitrae rak tzanu dilchun v'ilen hava v'kara lon erev rav v'gin de'it erev ve'ra mitsha sha'ot u'mechetza ultata da erev ze'era utre arve inun v'yad v'gam erev rav y'ala itam. The greater ones among them practiced from the time the sun started to set, because then 995 grades start to float over the mountains of darkness. And their spirit hovered over all these magicians in their magic. They were able to do whatever they desired, so much so that all the Egyptians placed their trust in them. They were called the mixed multitude, or a great evening, which is the true, well, not necessarily the true, but the one of the understandings of the term Erev Rav. Because there is also a small evening, which is before 9.5 hours. And since there are two kinds of evening, it says, and a mixed multitude, a great evening, went up also with them. There are 995 grades that float over the mountains of darkness. And the Egyptians placed their trust in them. The Egyptians placed their trust in the spiritual system from the negative side. This is the danger that exists even today. We have some connection to idol worship. We have people who seek out psychics and the like, Taoists, get a reading, tell me what my future will be, all of which is giving up control of their own destiny. What these people tell them is what will happen, because powers, words, manifest. This is why we must be careful in what we say, because the spiritual system does not understand irony, satire. The spiritual system takes the words literally and manifests them. Be careful when you are satirical. Be careful when you employ irony in your speech. Those words will be used to judge you. Those words will manifest, God forbid, in your life. Verse 63. V'chachmeta dilkon havasa givi inun istakalu b'shate Dioma ve'istakalu ve'darga de'moshe ve'chamudecha be'kol sitrin ve'shesh moshe ve'shesh shate kadma'in dioma dinun la'yatlin le'shalta ve'hu be'shit dargin ila'in te'achid be'chuv kol sitrin Shit hava uvitrin, di ilain shit hava, zamin levte redet, min hahar diktiv, kiba shesh masher la redet min hahar. The wisdom of the mixed multitude was great. They observed the hours of the day, and they observed the level of Moshe, and saw that on all sides Moshe was of six during the first 6 hours of daytime. They had no power over the six higher levels to which Moshe was connected, and in every direction he was of six. The Hebrew word is beshesh, that is, he was combined of six extremities, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, and yesod. And with these six crowns of the 6 hours of the day, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, he was destined to descend from the mountain, as it is written. Moses delayed, the Hebrew is Boshesh, to come down from the mountain. Shemot, chapter 32. There are 24 hours in every day. There are 12 hours of sunrise, and there are 12 hours of evening. 4 times 6 is 24. From evening to midnight is a period of strict judgment. From midnight to 6 in the morning is a period where mercy is coming into power and replacing and pushing out the judgment sense. From 6 a.m. to noon is when the sun rises, meaning the power of mercy has overcome the power of judgment. And from noon to 6 p.m., you have the period where judgment is overcoming mercy but does not yet control. This verse is giving you many different insights into the concept and the connection between Moshe and Zeranpin, the six extremities. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Verse 64. Miyad v'yikachel ha'am al acharon. Amai al acharon begin v'yitkala v'sitra. Demina dehainun shemala ba'u mimei. Ugin dilchave kalil b'mina itkenashu. Al acharon v'yomru elav kumase lanu Elohim. Immediately the people gathered themselves together to Aaron. He asks, why to Aaron? He answers, in order to become included in the right side, because the left emerges from the right. But they actually wanted from him the left, not the right, in order to become included in the right side, meaning his root. Thus they gathered to Aaron, who is the right chesed, and they said to him, rise up, make for us Elohim. Make us a god. Why do we need an Elohim? Why do we need a channel? We utilize channels all the time. Even the righteous people, the Tzaddikim, teach us, use me as a channel. Rabbi Nachman says, there will be no more prophets, there will be no more spiritual guides until Mashiach comes. So until then, use me as your spiritual channel. Why do we lack the merit to have spiritual guides? Because in our generation, we lack that merit. The why of why we lack that merit, look at what we did throughout the generations. Look at the mistakes that we made throughout the generations. We need to correct these things ourselves. We are capable of making these corrections. When we strive and search for a channel that is not correct, is not beneficial, that is coming from the frame of the desire to receive for oneself alone, we are not making that correction that we need to make. Be careful. This is why what I teach is about doing it yourself. You can interpret your own dreams. You can do your own study. You can choose the Tzaddik that you use as a channel, but only till such time as you choose to achieve this level yourself. Verse 65. Tachatzi. And that was a correction that Aaron could have achieved. By choosing to accept this righteous death rather than produce the golden calf, this Elohim. Verse 66. Asher yelku lefanenu ma amru elahaki amru hamenan diatun Yisrael kol tu v'kol yikar dialma lefu v'anan dachyan levar dilku v'ashem polech lifnechem yomam ufaki Elohim asher yelku lefanenu Kimadi azil kumaihu Hashem deha rashu it lesitra dilan lemechach Ufaki lema lekamna id nazmin leovada. Which shall go before us? He asks, what did they mean by this? He answers, this is what they meant. We saw that you, the children of Israel, have all that is good and precious in the world, but we are put aside. For you, Hashem, went before them by day. Shemot chapter 13. We too want that Elohim to go before us, the same way Yud-Kei Vav-Kei goes before you. Our side also has the power to go before us, if we summon it by an action, namely making the golden calf. Is it wrong to want this power from the negative side? Actually, that power of the negative side is something that is necessary within the idea of being a human being, but it must be corrected. It must be within the hands of the right. It must be controlled by the right, from the desire to receive in order to share. It cannot come from the desire to receive for oneself alone. Verse 67. Tachati kol anane yikar deyazlu b'madbara lahavo hafyan ela livne Yisrael l'chodaihu v'ahu anana dikar diktiv Adonai holech lifnechem yomam azla v'kamaihu v'ilein erev rav v'kol inun Ve'ire anin v'torin Havo azlu levar memashir yata Levatreta v'tachatri Kol inun arba'in shanin Deka azlu Yisrael V'mad b'rashum leklulaka V'tinufa lahava Goy anane legoy Yadane tu tovitore dahava dahavo achlesev levar havo vikali nun venat reilon. Come and see. All the clouds of glory that traveled in the wilderness covered the children of Israel alone, and that precious cloud about which it is written, and Hashem went before them by day, went before them, but the mixed multitude in cattle and sheep and animals were traveling outside the camp in the rear. Come and see, all those 40 years that Israel traveled in the wilderness, there was no dirt or dust within the place where the clouds were. Therefore the sheep and cattle that ate grass were outside with all those who guarded them. And you're all reading that and hearing that verse and saying, sheep and cattle seeing them as physical animals, and that's also true. But read that verse as sheep and animals, sheep and cattle, as way of understanding certain levels of soul consciousness. The children of Israel walked in peace. And the mixed multitude did not walk in peace. They did not have the clouds of glory over them. They had the clouds. They could see them, but they didn't receive the benefit of them. They still had to achieve their correction. Verse 68. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Abba Ihakinun, Erev Rav Lahavo, Achle Min Mana, Ali Vadai Hakihu, Elama Diachavin, Lon Yisrael Kiman Diachiv, Yavdeu Mima Havo Achle, Mitam Sit Ma Di Yisrael Ta'ar, Mi Batar Rechaya, Vesulat Dukra Achriz, Vyamar Ukne Yisrael Achlu, Et Haman Arba Im Shana, Bnei Yisrael V'la'achara. V'yiru Bnei Yisrael V'yomru, Minhu V'la'ashar, Erev Rav Enei V'tore, Dachavo Bnei'hu. Rabbi Elazar said, Father, if so, then the mixed multitude did not eat of the manna. He said to him, certainly it is so, except what Israel gave them as one gives to his servant. And what did they eat? They ate the leftovers, whatever was left behind the millstones, the inferior quality. The Torah proclaims and says, and the children of Israel did eat the manna. The Hebrew word is ma, for 40 years. The children of Israel and no other. When the children of Israel saw it, they said, what, the Hebrew word is man, is it? But not the mixed multitude or the sheep and cattle that were among them. Levels of consciousness of people, sheep and cattle. Verse 69. Ad hashta havo itkach yan inun erav rav v'hashta kabu ba'u ovada yatkafa l'sitra achara amru o nahe kulana ama chada v'nechave. Biklala imkon iyehe lan mandiyehach kemana kemadiyachach elachon kemechon amar acharon ketvavdi ilen ishtat fun yama kadisha lemecheve kola kelala chada vela yitav mun Ama Kadisha Biaba Dakalala Hada Elata Vihu Biafrisha Alon Migoy Ama Kadisha Adyo Diete Moshe. Until this time, the mixed multitude was subdued. But now they arose and searched for an action to strengthen the other side. They said, either we are all one nation, and we will be included among Israel with you, or let us have someone to go before us, just as your Elohim does before you. Aaron said, heaven forbid that they should be part of the holy people, so all would be united into one. The holy nation should not mingle with these people into a whole. It is better to separate them from the holy nation until Moshe comes. Aaron is justifying his actions. His intentions are good. But the Zohar will tell us in many other places that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Verse 70. V'acharon latavit kevan elas hagi'in avo mi'Yisrael t'ishtratafu b'chadayhu v'liba uv'gin kach kadata Moshe itzterich levara ulabana le'amah kadisha. Ugin kach kadata Moshe, it's the rich levara ula bena, leama kadisha mehahu ochova, leashkelon kashakuyu, ad veit veriru, kulhu vela ishtar, vehu besolet kalal. Aaron's intentions was good, but many of Israel joined with the mixed multitude in their hearts. Therefore, when Moses came, he had to purify and cleanse the holy nation of that sin. And he gave them drink until they were all cleansed, and no refuse at all remained in them. Verse 71. Amar lo nacharon poratu nizme Hazahav v'kila Hava lon v'hava achara Ela amar acharon Be'od de'it lon ketata V'ivnayhu uv'nashayhu It achvun v'uvein kach yete Moshe Tachatzi tenenan Kashim Gerim Li Israel Kisa Pachat Biv Sar Hachai Kavshini Lein Dila Chavo Garim Kata Yeot Inun Ma Avdu Vayit Paratu Koham Atib Dizmei הזהב אשר ביזנכם כמאי אלפי וריבן הבו מניזמי הון תאמן. Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings. Shemot chapter 32. He asked, did they not have any other gold except for the golden earrings? He answers, but Aaron thought, while they were quarreling with their children and wives, they will be delayed, and in the meantime, Moses will arrive. Come and behold, he said, we have learned that proselytes are as bad to Israel as a sore on the skin. And this is especially the case for this mixed multitude who were not proper converts. What did they do? And all the people broke off the golden earrings that were in their ears. Many thousands and tens of thousands of earrings were there, of the earrings of the mixed multitude. Many secrets in this verse. Verse 72. Makati v'yikach mi'adam Vayatzar oto kbacheret v'gomer. Acharon la'istamar me'inun tirein hakimin tachavo bereshechum tehahu erev rav chad benayhu havaka me'viachara hava aved b'charsho. Kevan v'tarvayhu Ichyaha tu bekachada na lu hahi dechava. Tiren shalishe bida dechad vishalish bida di atchara. Begin dehaki it teri bechai hu zina de tarsha. It is written, and he received the gold at their hands and fashioned it with a graving tool. Aaron did not protect himself from the two wise men who were at the head of the mixed multitude. One of them was in front of them while the other one was performing his magic. After discussing it together, they took that gold, two-thirds in the hand of one and a third in the hand of the other, because that is the way it has to be in this type of magic, a two-thirds, one-third split. Unity and disunity at the same time. Verse 73. Baka Rabbi Shimon Amar Yichasida Kadisha Acharon Mashitra. Yelaha Rabba Bechasidutach Naflu Kama Me'ama Kadisha Viant Lachavet Yada V'Yistamra Mahu Avadu Kad Makhatu Shitsha'atin V'yomachava V'mat Kela Tatrlu Hahu Dechava Defariku Meud Dechon Memtet Begin Demande Itzterik Lemebad Harsha Lava Elemezma Inun Amha Mona Inun Amri Sha'ata Kayama Lan Iyanan Lameach Vin Lav Sha'ata Mechas al dehava. Mead vedit paratu kot ha amai vedit parka. Keda abefaret harim, shaber salatim, dechabilu vetavru. Udnaihu v'bata v'mil kadmin v'yamar iyama kadisha iyama kadisha v'kutsha bariku. Rabbi Shimon wept. He said, only holy pious Aaron, the anointed of the holy El, how many of the people of the holy nation fell in your piety, and you did not know how to protect yourself. What did they do when the sixth hour passed and the day was in balance, namely at noon when the sun is in the middle of the sky and turns neither to the east nor the west like the tongue of a scale? They took the gold that they broke off from their ears. What is the reason for this? It is because if one wants to practice magic, then he should not spare money. They said, the hour is auspicious for us if we do not delay. This is not the time to spare gold. Immediately all the people broke off. What is the meaning of broke off? It is the same as in rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces. 1 Kings chapter 19. Because they bruised and tore their ears, he wept as before and said, oh, holy nation, O holy nation of the Holy One, blessed be He. This will be the last verse we will have time for. Verse 74. Patach Rabbi Shimon Babik Yavi Amar Vehigisho Adonav El HaElohim VeGomer ha'ukuha havraya ozen tishama basinai kili b'nei Yisrael avadim v'gomer v'yihu parik al malchut shemayim me'ale v'zavin garme v'acher tiratza v'ilein hayavaya v'reshi'in guvrin v'ishin b'tiyuvta tilchon l'mechadar v'sarcha na'et laba u'min she'echon u'vnechon ela havilu u'naihu v'itzperatu me'ol shemaya defarhid l'huma she'uvtavru u'naihu dilat lon hulatha me'ol Shemaya defakid lehu Moshe betavru udnaihu dilet lon ulaka bishma kadisha biyama kadisha. Rabbi Shimon started weeping and said, "Then his master shall bring him to the judges." Shemot chapter 21. The friends explain that one whose ear heard at Mount Sinai, "For to me the people of Israel are servants," Vayikra chapter 25, "yet threw off himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, and sold himself to another, his ears should be pierced. And these sinners, wicked, evil people, in their desire to return to their evil ways, did not request the jewelry from their wives and children, but rather tore them from their own ears," meaning that they damaged the ear that heard at Mount Sinai, "You shall have no other Elohim beside me." Shemot chapter 20. "This is worse than he who sells himself to be a slave." And then they threw off themselves the yoke of heaven that was ordered by Moses and tore their ears, thus revealing that they have no portion in the holy name and the holy nation. We have run out of time. This section goes on for another 20 pages. So I suggest you read it and finish it. But for those who don't, we will make this up at some time in the future. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you Shabbat Shalom? I remind you that next Tuesday we will have a class at 7:45. And on Wednesday we have a class at 10, continuing the discussion of the second Esther Dibrot. And next Thursday at 10 p.m. we will have the reading of the Zohar on Vayakel Pekudei, the double portion. Shabbat Shalom.